experiences in basic training?
North Virginia, the boot camp. Stayed there six weeks boot camp before you could come in. That was in 1939. Then I left for and went to I left North Virginia, went to San Diego, California, to Dolph Island Air Station. Then I left there, went to on a ship and went to Hawaiian Pearl Harbor there about a year. Fully bombed Pearl Harbor. After we bombed Pearl Harbor, January 9th, I went to New Caledonia, Fiji Island. I went to New Caledonia in the Pearl Sea Battle, Midway Battle, and Pearl Sea in the Midway Battle. And I left there and come back to Hawaii. For rest, then I left Hawaii and then come back to the base. And it's North Virginia, then I left there again and went to Morocco, Gibraltar, Naples, Italy, Sicily, Italy. Then I come back to Naval Air Station, Jacksonville, Florida. Station in Jacksonville, Florida. Then went aboard the USS New, then USS Holden, USS Saturn, then left there and come back to Florida. And I got a honor discharge. I didn't give the time I spent it all in place, that's where I had been. But I didn't give, you know, if I said yeah, there, and I didn't put that down, so yes.
Okay, did you volunteer or were you drafted?
I volunteered.
Okay. Age of enlistment?
Huh?
How old were you when you was enlisted?
I was 16.
Duty or duties in the military?
Duty. I was, best lieutenant, they called best lieutenant then. Then they got raised to steward. Then I was captain, steward, boot ship. Then Hawaii, I was in charge of 24 men on each watch. 24 men on each watch. Then it was for all the cooks to get out and cook.
Life as GI and basic training. Life as GI in basic training.
Our life?
Uh-huh.
It was pretty long and then it wasn't as bad. It wasn't as bad as it is now. You know, it's probably normal. You have to do some marching with a gun. You didn't have the stuff we march with now, because it's been about 50 years ago. 50 years ago, we didn't have this modern stuff. You know, we just had one gun.
What did you do basic training?
We are doing it in North Virginia.
What areas of war did you fight or serve in?
Pacific.
Where were you located during the war? Located during the war.
I was in Pearl Harbor.
What ships did you serve on? What positions or duties did you have during the war?
I served on the USS New, USS Holden. USS Saturn. I was a captain steward.
What was life like on the ships? Like cabins? How were the cabins?
Oh, we camera thing where we slept over each other.
Stacked on top of each other?
Yeah, you know, cameras. You know, like you see them or somebody be hanging outside, but in the ship we stack over each other, about three high.
Mm-hmm. How were the bunks?
Yeah, it was, that's what I call a bunk, you know, it was three high.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How was the food, the eating, and the galley?
Well, it was nice because it was pretty nice food at the time. For the time being, Long and Demi used to eat some sea girls when the place went in. And the ship, where the ship I went on, they had the and Shell Cove. It was a coal burning ship. Shell Cove.
How was the recreation free time, and how was your free time spent?
Oh, that's been nice. I mean, that's a good restoration. Yeah. Only when we got sleep. I stayed at sea 6 months at a time without seeing land. And they used to bring our mail and our food to us on another supply ship.
Mm-hmm.
And then that 6 more months you got stayed out in that water, just up and down.
How was the toilets and the bathroom facilities?
Well, on the ship it was pretty crowded. You know, it was pretty crowded. It wasn't in this modern day stuff. The longer I stayed in, the better it got me. You know? So on the base, I had my regular room. Now in Hawaii, in my regular room and everything. Now in Hawaii, on the ship, you would definitely get in line.
Mail call packages from home.
Yeah. Like I see, we had supply ship coming and bringing the mail. That would be about every 6 months. That's when I let's see.
Close calls on board ship?
Yeah. And bum drunk dropping close by. Where you going, you see ships sinking.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was going, like going to New Caledonia. Before we got in that harbor, we seen ships sunk, being sunk.
Attacks from Japanese?
Yeah. I fed the first two prisoners that were captured in World War II. I cooked them a pot of rice. First two prisoners in World War II, I was in charge of them. I feed them. First two prisoners, stayed aboard ship about a week. They were sending back to Washington so that they could get information from them.
What battles did you fight in?
Well, the Midway, the Coral Sea, and Solomon Island.
Describe your thoughts, what you saw and heard.
Well, I was mostly down in the gun. Number one gun, mostly we put a powder and feed the gun, you know, to shoot. And you couldn't see anything. You down there locked in.
What type of memories did you have of Pearl Harbor? What type of memories?
Well, I remember I had been in town that night, and when I came back about 1 o'clock that morning, I'd been in town, and 7 o'clock that morning, that when them bum and machine guns start shooting where you were staying at. And me, two revolvers in the same, you know, in the same room, and had a bunk. And machine gun just went down there where he got up and just cut his bed right apart. And I was next door, next bed to him.
What about the Philippines?
No, I wasn't in the Philippines.
Did you experience any Japanese attacks on your ships?
Yeah.
Kamis bat attacks? I don't know this word.
Wait, see, what?
Kamikaze attacks?
I know what you mean. Kamikaze?
Yeah.
Kamikaze attack. Well, that's when Pearl Harbor, that's when the flyers would just kill their own self, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They take their ship and they take their plane and torpedo, die right on our ship. They didn't care about killing themselves. They thought, I've got the, like, Kakasaki. They were that they didn't kill. They just take the plane and run right in. I was killing them and said, come in.
Did you experience any battles with other battleships?
No. That's only one battle out in Coral Sea and Midway battle. And Solomon Isle battle. That's only three battles. Port Harbor. That's only four battles all in.
What were your thoughts on the dropping of the atomic bomb on Japan?
Yeah, my thoughts were glad then for the war was in. I was glad of that. And, you know, so the war would end.
Where were you on VJ Day?
I was in Miami, Florida.
What were your thoughts at that time?
I was on the base then. I had done enough with the war when I was at the base then. I was glad it all happened. I knew that. So them boys could come here.
What were your thoughts on major ally leaders of the war, like Franklin, FDR?
He was great. He was a great leader during the war. And the men that led the troops were great too. Douglas MacArthur and Ike Eisenhower and all those great men that led battles in war. They were the commanders. And Edmund Mimics. I was on the Edmund Mimics staff in the Gunpowder Harbor. Them men was great men.
What about Truman?
Yeah, he was a good man.
MacArthur?
Yeah.
Churchill?
Yeah, Churchill was nice.
Are there any funny stories you remember about your experiences during the war?
No, I can't recall any funny stories. Can't recall.
What was the medical service like?
Medical?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was great long then, about 50 years ago. But, you know, they got a lot of new stuff now, but we did good for what they had. They did real nice. They had medical, they had women's in the service, Red Cross stuff. They were real nice people. They did a good job.
What about the medics on the battlefield?
They were great. They were great on the battlefield.
Hospitals?
Yeah.
Hospital ships?
Yeah, that's why I mostly know about hospital ships and had those nurses and stuff. You know, they bring the wounded aboard those ships. They did a good job of taking care of them.
And the Red Cross?
Yeah.
What role did religion play in the war for you?
Well, I guess it played a lot for me because I lived it to go through that battle, some battles. I think I did a lot of praying.
What were your thoughts going into battle?
Well, most time I got caught by surprise. That was a surprise, but the other was really experience. Whenever you see a ship sinking where you're going, thinking you next. And they bring them men aboard the ship out on that have been shot and everything. And bring them back aboard the ship. That was a bad experience there.
What were your thoughts with the Japanese?
I didn't think much of them, I tell you. It was sneaky. You had to keep you watching on all the time. You didn't have to blink an eye on a Japanese. You were sneaky.
Did you work with any American POWs?
No.
What about Japanese POWs?
Only prison war with the Japanese when they brought them aboard ship. I had to feed them for 2 weeks, then took them to Washington, D.C. First 2 days, I was captain in World War II. I was the one that was assigned to take care of request to prisoner of war captain in World War II. I was assigned to take care of.
Did you have any experience with Japanese civilians?
No.
Did you see any so-called Japanese after sites? Did you see any evidence of Japanese after sites against Americans?
No, I didn't see.
What is your best memory of World War II?
Well, like I said, me and my best memory is Pearl Harbor.
What is your worst memory of World War II?
Worst was when we wake up this morning and the next morning see all them ships sunk and all them men getting killed on the one ship that lost all the men there. USS Arizona, they lost a lot of men on that, and that was pretty rough. And then the next morning the whole Hawaii smoke.
What was your thoughts of FDR's death?
Well, that kind of bothered me a little bit. Thought he was a nice fella. I think he was a good man. I think he run the country right. He was a nice man. He took care of the armed forces.
When you went at age 16, were you ready to go?
Yeah, I signed up to.
Okay.